The first question asks you to identify what kind of students that you've got in your class. I want to focus primarily on how you get that information. I think it's essential to get this, as much information as possible, but if you've got a class of 70 or 200 students, that's obviously not it's not a trivial task. The first line, of course, is what can student records provide you? What can the registrar's office provide about in terms of information about students, and in particular, their age range and above all. The second is, if you're teaching online, one of the things I always ask my students to do is to post a brief bio. I have a little area about for students about their other students. Now, even if you don't have an online course, but you do have some an learning management system, for instance, you could use that for asking students to write a short bio. And I would suggest that you give them some help on that by providing the kind of headings that you need to know, like how old are they, do they have a family, are they working, etc. But I would emphasize particularly here the importance of privacy and respecting the student's privacy. So anything that they provide in the way of bios must be voluntary. I would just explain why you're asking for that information, that you're looking to design your teaching to meet the specific needs of the students in this particular cohort, in this particular class. With regard to the second, do you think students think or study differently these days because of social media? Well, of course, the complaint I always hear is about students bringing iPhones and iPads into the class and then not paying attention to the lectures. Now, there's a whole set of issues here, but I think, first of all, you need a strategy for dealing with use of personal technology within your class, and in particular try to make it a positive rather than a negative. In other words, get them to use their phones and iPads to find information about what you're talking about and do some work around that and report back. So make it a positive rather than a negative. Secondly, there's a huge amount of research on the effect of social media on people's thinking, and I really don't have time in this short podcast to go through all of that, but I would make a few comments on this. On balance, social media is bound to affect both the process of learning and how people think. Because of behavioral engineering by companies like Facebook, there's a tendency for people to react more emotionally and less rationally. And I think the whole reason for having an education system is to try to counterbalance that kind of influence. And in terms of the third question, how much variance is there between your students in prior knowledge or language ability? I think this is a very major challenge for as we widen access. There's a major challenge for students. And this is why, for me, personalization of learning is so important. And this is where I think technology can come in very helpful, particularly when you have a large classes. If you can set students' work that they can do on their own, for instance, and provide automated feedback on that work, that will help very much the students who need to work more slowly through materials than having everybody in a classroom synchronously learning at the same time. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I guess the main message here is probably there's nothing more important for you as a teacher than to really know and understand what kind of students you've got in your class. And there are all kinds of ways of doing that. But I think that doing it is absolutely essential.